Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Week from tonight, it's our Hometown Heroes event at the new event center at Rivers Casino. And we recognize five otherwise ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things where doing the right thing never takes a day off.
In the heart of Avalon, the former Allegheny Community Alliance Church is now the doorway. And it is a doorway to a major change of life for many.
And Joyce Erdner is the founder and joins us this morning on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Congratulations, Joyce, and welcome to KDK Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Joyce, what's the average age of the young people who come through the doorway?
Well, for the rec program, it's about 13.
And then, but you deal with people of all ages, really.
Oh, absolutely. We do from 4 to 80.
And we're talking about the thing that brings them through or to you. I would imagine there are a lot of reasons, but you deal with a lot of young people who are headed down the path of addiction or substance abuse, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we work with a lot of addicts, but also children. The biggest thing we want to do is prevent kids from going down that path.
And I would imagine, unfortunately, in this day and age, a lot of people to help, Joyce, but the main thing is that you give them hope, those who are trying to recover from addiction.
Yeah, and I think people need to know that you can recover. I hear so much about heroin addicts not being able to recover, but I see it all the time. If they want to do the work, they're going to get sober.
And what's the secret that you use to help these kids?
I don't know that I have a secret. I just think that we treat people the way they want to be treated, the way we want to be treated, with respect, and we don't look at anybody any differently. If they're in recovery, if they're not in recovery, but the big thing is to teach kids that they can have a life, no matter what's happening in their homes. That's a big deal.
And you've done this for a long, long time, Joyce. What was it that inspired you in the first place to do the kind of work that you're doing?
Well, I had a friend who lost a son and had no interest in this whatsoever, but the moment that happened, I've just been doing it every day since. I want to see kids get whole and healthy and well.
You know, Joyce, I'm curious. It's one thing to have them right there with you and teach them and inspire them, but they do have to go back to the home environment that may have contributed to the situation in the first place. How does the power of the doorway overcome that?
I don't know that it overcomes it, but gives them hope. Everything we do at the doorway is free, so they come in, and if they're hungry, they can eat. If they're cold, we give them jackets and blankets, and we spend time and we listen. I don't think I have any particular talents. I just listen, and they know that I listen, I care, and they have that moment so that they're stronger when they leave.
You know, listening is a lost skill in our society these days. That makes you right there somebody who really appreciates when another will just listen to them tell their story and their most inner thoughts.
Well, I think that's one of the things that we teach there, which is really funny that you said that. I teach that listening is a skill in for the young kids. And on my staff, I have kids that are as young as 8 and 9 years old. And we work on that all the time. Listen, guys, you have to learn to listen. And then people know that you care.
Do you ever reach out to the families?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, absolutely. You know, addiction is a family issue. So you're not going to just work with one person.
I mean, do you have families who actually bring their young people to you and say, can you reach them? We can't.
All the time, all the time. It's kind of funny. I was in my office one day, and one of the moms said, I don't understand. Why will he do what you tell him to do, and he won't listen to me? And I said, because I say what I mean, and I mean what I say, and he knows it. And then I teach parenting skills. Parents have to be able to say no.
You know, it's real.
We can't give kids everything that they want. We need to be able to say no.
It's really hard for a lot of parents to say no because some think no means I'm being mean or not being loving, when in reality, the opposite can be true many times.
If kids don't have boundaries, I mean, kids want to bounce off of something. We need to give them boundaries. We need to protect them. I say build your house into a sanctuary where your kids want to run home, not run to the street.
The founder of The Doorway, Joyce Erdner, in Avalon, one of our hometown heroes for 2019. Joyce, I can't wait till next Tuesday night, and looking forward to meeting you face-to-face. And congratulations, you're doing great work every day.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Joyce Erdner, one of our hometown heroes on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.